Hi, and welcome to this demo of the iPad Pro 11-inch with the Magic Keyboard, which of course also contains a trackpad. In this demo, I'm going to take you through what's in the box, specifications, or some specifications, not all of them, of the iPad Pro 11-inch, physical description, and then some of the various things you can do with the iPad Pro 11-inch. All right, so first of all, what you get in the box, of course, is the iPad Pro 11-inch. You get a 1 meter USB-C charging cable. There's actually no lightning connector on this one. And then, of course, you also get a getting started guide. So the main features of the iPad Pro 11-inch, and of course, I've already mentioned one of them already, it's the USB-C port on the side. Now, when I say on the side, the iPad Pro, of course, with the Magic Keyboard attached, is designed to work in landscape mode. So the port, in this case for the USB-C port, is on the right-hand side. So we have a A12Z Bionic chip, the neural engine for all the cool things to do with augmented reality, 12M coprocessor, 28.65 watt capacity battery, liquid retina technology in the display, and I'm not going to go through the display, but it's an extremely good display to look at. We have a 10 pixel and 12 megapixel cameras at the back for wide and ultra wide lenses. We have the LiDAR scanner for flight of light to an object and back. Front facing true depth camera, of course used for FaceTime in particular. Face ID for unlocking the iPad, Apple Pay, confirming your purchases, etc. The Magic Keyboard supports trackpad for navigating the cursor. Apple Pencil 2 support, and of course the Apple Pencil 2 sits on top of the iPad in landscape mode. USB-C charging port. 4 stereo speakers, 2 on each side, again in landscape mode. 5 studio quality microphones, which is actually pretty cool. Power button, of course, to turn the iPad on, and also to invoke Siri, and also to, for particularly voiceover users, to press it 3 times, of course, via the access shortcut setup to turn voiceover on and off 3 times. We've got a volume up and volume down buttons. And one thing that's not on the iPad 11 Pro, the mute switch is now gone. That has to be done via the control center now if you want to lock your orientation in now. There's no headphone jack on this iPad Pro 11-inch. And of course, because this iPad uses Face ID, there is no home button or Touch ID on the unit. Color-wise, you get space gray or silver. Storage-wise, you get quite good range, 128, 256, 512 gigabytes, or 1 terabyte, which is extremely cool. Of course, Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi cellular models. All right, now before I get on to talk about the smart keyboard, let me just go over the orientation of the iPad Pro again, physical ports and so on. So I've got the iPad Pro in my hand, and I'll just waken it up by picking it up. Let me just lock it with the power button. All right, so I've got it in landscape mode. So on the right-hand side in the middle is the USB-C port. And then above and below that, I've got nice little stereo grills for the right-hand side speakers. If I go to the left-hand side, top and bottom, I've got the grills for the left-hand side 2 stereo audio speakers on that side. If I go to the top of the iPad, and remembering again, I've got it in landscape mode, so the USB-C port's on the right. Go from the left to the right, I've got volume up, volume down, and then I've got a spot where the actual Apple Pencil 2 connects. And then at the top, towards on the right-hand side, I've got a little tray that I can pop out to put the nano SIM into for cellular connectivity. The bottom of the iPad in landscape mode, there's nothing on the bottom. If I come to the back of the iPad, now I'm actually going to spin it around so the back's facing to me. So now my USB-C port's now on the left. On the top right-hand side, I have that raised square module that you would feel on, say, an iPhone 11. And I have two round lenses that come out of that square unit, and they're side by side. So of course, if I was using this flat on the table, I'm really going to have to put this in a case. So then I don't have an unbalanced iPad, because that unit for the camera support and flash and so on is sticking out of the back of the iPad. So you've really got to use this either in a cover, if you're just using it by itself flat on the table, or of course, if you're using it with the Magic keyboard here with the trackpad, then it's going to be in landscape mode sitting on the stand that supports the iPad Pro 11 inch for the keyboard. Right in the middle on the back is a Apple logo. If I come in from that left-hand side USB-C port, remember I've still got the back of the iPad facing me. I've got three small holes, and they're the little magnetic connector ports that line up with the connectors that are on the stand on the Magic keyboard. And if I turn it back around, so now the port's back on the right-hand side for the USB-C port, I do have that lovely 11-inch diagonal screen. And I'm not going to worry about the specific weight of the iPad, but it's extremely light. Let me pop that aside for the moment. I'm just going to grab the Magic keyboard here. It's in front of me. And at the moment, this is actually folded up on the table. So if I feel the top of it, I've got a cut out Apple logo. And then at the back of it, I can feel like a round area, which is actually the hinge. And on the left-hand side of the hinge, you have a USB-C port. If I feel underneath, I don't have anything. But with the keyboard cover down, on the left-hand side at the bottom, which is basically closest to me, I have square cutout, which of course the camera module is going to slot into, if you like, when I put the iPad Pro 11 on the stand of the keyboard. So let me open it up and have a listen to this. If I flick it back, you can hear it sort of flick into place. If I come to the keyboard, it's laid out like a laptop keyboard. There's actually no escape key on this keyboard, so keep that in mind. There's no function key row as such on this keyboard. So I've got dots on the F and the J, and above that I've got the Q, W, E, R line, and above that I've got numbers 1 to 0, etc. The rest of the keys are pretty much the same layout. We have our good old function, control, option, command, spacebar going from left to right on the bottom. We have our upside down T cursor cross, up, down, left and right with a nice space on either side of the up arrow button. And of course, in front of the spacebar, we have a trackpad. And the keyboard to type on, have a listen to this. So it really is a nice keyboard to type on. You've got good mechanical feedback when you're typing. It really is a really nice keyboard to type on. Now, if I come to the right-hand side of the stand that I've just opened up, I can feel, just coming in from the right-hand edge in the middle, three little prongs. And of course, they're going to line up with the indented ports on the back of the iPad Pro 11 inch itself. So I'm going to grab the iPad.
Passcode field.
Wake it up again. It's going to lock it, so stop it talking. All right. So what we're going to do is place the iPad on the stand. And what I normally do,
100% there we charge.
So what it did was, as soon as I lined up the camera module with that little slot on the stand, and now that stand is open, the slot is on the top left-hand edge. Of course, that's the top of the iPad now. And I could feel the magnet basically grab the iPad Pro 11-inch on the right-hand side. So now I've effectively got the iPad screen facing me, and below it I've got the keyboard and then the trackpad. So it feels like I'm actually using a laptop. So on the top of the actual iPad Pro 11-inch, its current orientation, I've got the top left-hand edge. I've got the volume up and volume down. And then on the left-hand side, towards the top left-hand side, I've got the power button. And the right-hand side in the middle, I've got the USB-C charging port. And of course, the two stereo speakers on either side with the grills. So what I've also done at the moment is I've actually got the USB-C cable plugged into that USB-C port on the left-hand hinge of the actual Magic Keyboard itself. Because what's really cool about the iPad Pro 11-inch, of course, is that I can also plug in my iPhone and charge it off the iPad Pro as well, and also charge the iPad at the same time. So what I can do with the stand at the back of the actual keyboard is I can push it away from me. So it's now tilting. So now it's in an orientation where I can quite comfortably use the touch screen, and my fingers don't get jammed up under the actual bottom of the iPad Pro 11-inch. I've still got access to the complete keyboard going from the top row to the bottom. If I push the iPad right back a little bit more, so it's back, let's say I'm watching a movie if I had sight, then the bottom of the iPad is now sort of obstructing that top line on the keyboard. So to use that top line, I can still reach the line or the row underneath it for the number row, but I can feel my fingers are actually hitting the bottom of the iPad. So I normally angle it so that the bottom of the iPad is equal with the edge of the actual keyboard where the keys actually start, and that way I've got straight access to the keyboard. All right, so let me unlock it. So I'm going to press the power button.
10:40 a.m.
And being a iPad with Face ID, I'm going to do a one finger drag up from the bottom.
Photo booth.
There we go, it's unlocked. And of course, I've already set this up with my Face ID already. Okay, let me just do the home command with VoiceOver on the Magic Keyboard, which is VOH for home, or Control Option H for home.
Home. FaceTime.
Beautiful.
Double tap to open.
Okay, now, by the way, when this gives you the orientation for landscape, so remember on your iPhone with your home button, for example, it will say home button on right or home button on left, etc. On this one, it'll say, in this orientation, it'll say charging port on right, so that you know the orientation of the iPad. If I touch the top of the screen.
Monday the 24th of August.
Okay, that's our status bar. Item. And then we've got the rest of the TV. Of the icons on the touch screen and down the bottom.
Dock. Safari.
Okay, we've got our dock. Double so if I flick to the left.
Messages. Page 1 of 4. Dock. Messages.
Messages.
Safari.
Music. Music.
Mail.
Mail.
Files.
Files.
Suggestions. Calendar.
And then my suggestions, Monday, calendar,
settings,
photos,
photos,
and that's it. Okay, so basically the layout, status at the top, icons in the middle, and then the dock down the bottom. Now, by the way, if you're wondering, can you use the trackpad with VoiceOver, if I touch the trackpad.
Calendar, Monday, the 24th of August, 4 new notifications, notes.
That's me double dragging my finger open. Around on the iPad.
Calendar. Monday, trackpad. The 24th of August, 4 new note clock, reminders.
That's me dragging my finger double around on the trackpad. Open. If I try and double click on the trackpad, nothing happens. If I double tap on the trackpad, nothing happens. But if I, let me move again.
App Store.
Okay, that's double the App Store.
Tap to open.
Now if I do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
App Store.
Today, I've opened
creative.
It.
Start your own
because what I've done is I've got the pointer on the trackpad to follow the VoiceOver cursor. Let's go through some of the benefits of the iPad Pro 11-inch. As I said earlier on, it's a very lightweight iPad, even with the keyboard attached. And of course, if I close this up, it almost feels like a very thin portfolio. As I said earlier on, if you've got the USB-C cable plugged into the actual keyboard, you can then plug in another USB-C cable to the port on the right-hand side of the iPad and also charge your iPhone. So if I do that now, let me just grab my iPhone. So you might be thinking, well, hang on a minute, how do you actually plug in a lightning cable into the iPad if it's a USB-C port? And of course, I've got a nice little adapter. which is a USB-C to USB adapter. And in that, I've just got the cable connected. So if I now plug that adapter into the side of the iPad. You heard the blump sound from my iPhone. And of course, the charging indication from VoiceOver alerting me as well. If I check my status line, I should be able to also tell that my iPad Pro is still charging. So VOM or control option M for Mary.
10:49 a.m. Monday the 24th of August. Woodeyes End. Orientation 100% battery power. Charging.
Okay, so that's charging beautifully. So there we go. We have lovely sound from the four speakers. Now, because I've got lots of different iOS devices and HomePods around me, I'm just going to hold in my power button on the top left-hand side of my iPad Pro 11-inch in landscape mode. Play some chill-out music.
Sure, here's a personalized station of chill songs.
Now, I'm just going to stop that with two-finger magic double tap on the screen. I'm not going to spend too much time with the audio because it's going to be really hard to tell on the podcast anyway. But it is beautiful sound coming out of those four speakers, particularly if you've also had a 12.9-inch iPad Pro as well. It really is good sound having the two speakers on either side. It really sort of fills the space in front of you very nicely. The studio microphones work fairly well. So remember, there's five of them. Open voice memos.
Voice memos. Record. Button.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Today I saw a little worm a-wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. So double tap on done.
Done.
Find the play button.
Play button.
Double tap.
Pause.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Today, I saw a little worm a-wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly.
Done.
And there we go. So I've used this in a meeting and it really picks up the room quite nicely. Now, one of the benefits, of course, about using an iPad, besides using this very nice keyboard to type on, if I Command plus tab.
Home screen, App Store, Settings, Photos, Calendar, Files, Home.
Okay, I can switch between applications.
Voice memo, homes, app store, settings, photos, calendar, files, home, voice memos, home screen, FaceTime.
Okay, and by the way, when you hear it said home, that was the home app for controlling my home devices, as opposed to the actual home screen, which is what I'm currently sitting on. If I was to, say, open up Safari, open Safari.
Safari address text field is
okay, so let's type in a website www.smh.com.au press enter
top stories heading level 2
okay and of course if I'm using my quick nav on my keyboard so left and right turn it on whoop just turn it off and then let me use my radar up and right
characters words lines text select, speaking rep volume, audio duck, punctuation, hints, language, braille screen, containers, headings.
And pressing down.
COVID-19 in Australia, live, heading level 5, coronavirus pandemic, heading level 5, New South Wales reaches testing milestone, party games, heading level, Labor demands Liberal Minister.
And of course, the other thing about being an iPad.
Monday, the 24th of August.
Let me press VOD or Control Option D.
Monday, the 24th of August.
I've now gone.
Safari, music, mail.
To my dock.
To unread emails.
All right.
Music.
So if I VO space, I can transfer space for music. Now, remember that I said there's no function key on this keyboard. If you're wondering, well, how do I go to the previous and next track if there's no sort of F7 and F9 and so on?
Mini player. Album art. Cupid wing. Play. Button. Pause.
Okay, let me just turn the volume down a bit. Okay, so now I'm going to do command right arrow. Next track, that's command right arrow. So basically, you can do command left and right arrow to go to the previous and next track. And of course, if I start playing it again, via spacebar, control spacebar, and play. Pause. Command up arrow. Turns it up. Command down arrow. Turns it down. Now, the other thing, of course, with an iPad, you can also have split view. So you can have one application on the left and one application on the right. So if I open up Twitter via Siri again, open Twitter.
Twitter. New tweets are selected. Home tab. More tab.
Let me just turn off a bit. So if I touch left-hand side.
Joseph Hodge quoted. Trending in Australia. Job seeker.
Okay, so I've got Twitter on the screen. Now if I bring up my doc, so VOD.
Music.
And then
Safari
and do one finger flick
double,
up.
Open slide over.
Then we've got open slide over.
Pin Safari to the right.
Pin Safari to the right.
Pin Safari to the left.
Pin Safari to the left. So I'm going to double tap on left.
Safari on left. Twitter on right. Address.
Okay, so pin now field. If I touch visit the right hand side of my screen.
Or enter Twitter. The New York Times. Blind Bargains. David Zumba. Serenity Caldwell.
Okay, and I touch left hand side of my screen.
Safari, back, dimmed, forward, dip, show bookmarks, format options, address, SMH.
Okay, there's my Safari address bar. So it's really good that I can have two applications going at the same time. Okay, let me just go back to my home screen.
FaceTime.
Now, I did mention at the beginning of this podcast that I said we had the home button gestures. I had to drag up from the bottom to activate the home button function. If I do a one finger drag from the bottom.
Home.
Okay, first that's home. My home button. If I come from the bottom home. Again.
App switcher. Mail.
That's the app switcher. Home button again.
FaceTime.
If I come from the top double of the screen. Open.
Control center.
Okay, it's the control center.
Switch button off.
And then going from the top.
Double tap to open. Actions available. Notifications.
So the second blip was actually the notification center. And then home again down the bottom.
FaceTime.
Back to my home screen. What I've done on my iPad Pro 11 inch here, I've sort of done the same thing I've done for my iPhone SE. So for my app switcher, I do a two-finger flick to the right, and this is done through voice over command gestures. So two-finger flick to the right.
App switcher. Mail.
Brings up my app switcher.
Actions available.
Two-finger flick to the left. Does my home button. Four-finger flick up the screen.
Control center.
Brings my control center. So two-finger flick to the left again. And four-finger and a
double tap to open.
And a four-finger flick down the screen.
Notifications.
Brings up my notification center. Because I still find those gestures waiting for the blip from the bottom to the top slows me down a little bit. So I've remapped them to do my own gestures. And of course, if I press my power button three times, one, two, three, my side button.
Voiceover off.
Okay, voiceover off. Press my power button three times again, one, two, three.
VoiceOver on, FaceTime. Double tap to open, landscape. Charge port to the right.
And there you go. It's at the top, it was in landscape mode at the time that the charging port was to the right, which I mentioned before in the podcast. Now, remember that accessibility shortcut I just used then by pressing the power button or the side button three times? That's under accessibility settings and then in accessibility shortcut. Now, just in case you haven't used an iPad before, let me just go into settings. So I'm just going to do a find command on my keyboard. So VOF, control shift for find, type in SET, press enter.
Settings. One new item.
And there it is. So VO spacebar, control shift spacebar.
Settings. About. Button.
All right, now, because on the left hand side of my screen,
search feed, David Woodbridge, update Apple ID, aeroplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. Mobile data, personal hots, notifications.
These are all the categories that you have on the left-hand side. And then the options for those categories then come up on the right-hand side of the screen. So if I keep flicking down to accessibility.
Sounds. Do not screen time. Selected. Control set. Display and bright. Home screen and accessibility. Button.
And I double tap on that.
Accessibility. Heading.
It's now moved the focus to the right-hand side of the screen. So if I flick down now.
Accessibility. Vision. Voiceover. Zoom. Magnifier.
And then right down the bottom, of course, is going to be the accessibility shortcut. So if I touch the left-hand side of my screen now.
Search. David Woodbrook, update Apple, airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, mobile, personal, notification.
Okay, there's all the categories again. If I touch the right-hand side towards the top.
Accessibility features help you customize your iPad. Accessibility, heading.
Just flick back to the left, flick to the right.
Accessibility, vision, voiceover, zoom, magnified, display and motion.
Okay, so particularly depending on what application you're in, you will sometimes get this view where you've got options on the left and then the result of the options that you've chosen on the right-hand side of the screen. So keep that in mind because you don't get that when you're using the iPhone or the iPod Touch. All right, let me just press my home button function. I'm going to do a two-finger flick for me.
Settings. One new item.
All right.
Double tap to open.
Because this stand stroke keyboard is so firm, you can have this on your lap and it really does feel like you're on a laptop because the actual keyboard plastic is really, really firm and so is the back support of the iPad. So you really can use this on your lap without any issues at all. It's absolutely fantastic. Just a note about when you're setting up Face ID, i.e. to unlock your iPad, etc., then the iPad has to be in portrait mode to work. Otherwise, it won't work. So just keep that in mind. Now, if you're like me and you're vision impaired and you're wondering what's the best angle to have the front camera in if you've just got the iPad sitting in front of you, if you push the iPad back as far as it can go on the case, so remember I said that this was the position where I felt my fingers were hitting the bottom of the iPad on that top row. That's the perfect position for the camera in the iPad at the front to see your face. So it actually works really well if you're using FaceTime or Zoom. So that works pretty well. So don't have it forward, have it pushed back on the actual stand. And normally as you're sitting normally in your chair in front of it, at a table, it'll pick up your face quite nicely when you're using a video conferencing session. Now, because there's no headphone jack in the iPad, of course you can use your AirPods, which I do as well, or you can plug in a USB connector. That remember I said I had that adapter so I can plug my Lightning cable into the actual iPad so I can charge my iPhone. Well, of course, you can also plug in a USB set of headphones into that as well. And I've used my gaming headset that I've spoken to before on my podcast feed. I can use my gaming headset, which is a USB headset, on the iPad, which actually works really nicely. Or I've also got this other nice little adapter, which is a USB-C to 3.5mm headphone adapter. So I can plug any headphone or speaker into the 3.5mm adapter and, of course, plug the USB-C into the iPad on the right-hand side in the middle in landscape mode, and off I go. So that works quite nicely. I can also plug in any USB keyboard or mouse or another trackpad. That works also very nicely as well. And, of course, being the iPad, I can also plug in a USB stick. So what I've currently got here in front of me is I've just put together my USB-C to USB adapter and connected that. I've now got a USB port for hub. And on that hub, not only do I have my iPhone connected, which is currently charging off my iPad, I've got an external keyboard connected and I've got a USB stick also connected as well. So if I bring up files, I'm just going to use Siri, open files.
Files.
Okay, and let me VR write a contraption writer on the actual keyboard, the magic keyboard.
Ellipses, circle, locations, iCloud Drive, level 1, locations, button.
Okay, locations.
iCloud Drive, level 1.
iCloud Drive. iCloud Drive.
On my iPad, level 1.
On my iPad.
No name, level 1.
No name is my USB stick. So let me access that via spacebar, contraption, spacebar.
Selected. Ellipsis, circle, button. Browse, heading, locations, button. iCloud Drive, left, on my iPad. Selected. No name, left, recently deleted, level 1. Favorites, button. Downloads, level, tags, button, red, level 1, HTTP, important, level 1, gray, no name, select, button, search, new folder, selected, name, date, size, kind, tags, selected, grid view, list view, button.
Okay, and I'm going to select list view.
Selected, list view, column view, FSCK 00, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, BRF.
So that's Harry Potter BRF file. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Harry Stone. Potter again.
Size. Switching from Windows to the Mac. 16 kilobytes.
Okay, switching from Windows to the Mac. And if I VS spacebar on that.
Done. Button.
And then VR right interruption right arrow.
List items. Button. Switching from share. Switching between using a screen reader and Windows to the Mac. VoiceOver. This document outlines the points I go through when explaining the difference
between... That's the document I'm reading off my USB stick.
Whilst not all of the concepts of Windows and the Mac exactly equal each other, they seem close enough in my mind to make a general comparison to get a point across. Whilst the Mac is usable out of the box with VoiceOver, there are a number of changes that I make, which is the last...
Okay, and of course, if I go back to the top...
Switching list item, done. Button.
Choose done.
Selected. Switching from Windows to the Mac. 16
kilobyte. Okay, and there we go. So you can access files off a USB stick or, of course, an external drive or just another external drive as well. Very, very handy. So, you know, you really are starting to get a bit into the good old laptop land here. It's actually working really nicely. And, of course, I've also got another little adapter that I can plug into this little four-port hub here, which is also an SD card reader as well. So that's also very handy. All right. I'm going to go home again, go back to my home screen.
FaceTime. Double tap to open.
Remember at the beginning of this demo, I said that there's no mute or locks, orientation lock switch on the iPad. You've got to get to it from the control center. So if I go to the control center on my iPad Pro here.
Control center. Aeroplane mode. Switch
button. And I go to the right with the keyboard, VR Rider Control Center Rider.
Mobile data, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, David Woodbridge's keyboard, show media controls. Routes available, iPad, track position, previous track, play, next track, lock rotation, switch button, on.
Okay, there it is. Double that's the lock rotation for the orientation, lock or unlock. So VR spacebar, contraption spacebar.
Off.
Okay, and if I go off it, come back on.
Lock rotation, switch button, off.
Okay, it's now off. Double back on again, VR spacebar.
Do not disturb, lock rotation, switch button.
So that's where you basically do it. Okay, so VOH or Control H for home.
FaceTime. Double tap to open.
And then, of course, if I wanted to use my other keyboard here, I'm just going to grab it.
FaceTime. Edit. Button.
Okay, and that was just me doing a quick nav on and off on the actual other keyboard here. Just one final thing I might just let you know, particularly if you're using VoiceOver. Remember I said there's no escape key. So if I go into... keyboard help in particular, which is VOK or Control Option K.
Starting help. To stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub or press escape on the keyboard.
Okay. So press escape on the keyboard to exit. So if I try and do that now, it's not going to happen because if I press my top row, left-hand side, it's the grave accent key. All right. So to do an escape function with VoiceOver, it's VO or Control Option and that
grave accent.
And the grave accent key. So if I do that now.
Grave accent. Escape. Stopping help.
All right. So that might do me for this particular demo of the iPad 11 Pro with the Magic Keyboard. And I guess my main things about using this unit with the keyboard now is the fact that it's an absolutely beautiful keyboard to type on. The iPad is so light. When it's closed, it just feels like a little portfolio. You can angle the iPad into the right position for when you're doing video conferencing. Being an iPad, you've got the advantages of not only the split screen, but you can command tab around between your applications. That's actually very cool. I can charge my iPhone off the iPad as well as charging it if I've got the power plugged into the left-hand side of the actual keyboard as well. That works absolutely beautifully. And the fact that I can not only access things via different adapters, so for example an external keyboard, my gaming headset, but I can also access other things like USB sticks as well. That's absolutely fantastic now via the Files app on the iPad Pro. That comes in very, very handy. And of course, using that other adapter, the USB-C to 3.5 mm adapter, if I just want to plug in one of my normal headphones into the iPad Pro itself. And I must say, setting up Face ID on this particular iPad Pro 11 inch was extremely straightforward, very fast, and it does respond very quickly. It doesn't muck around at all. In fact, let me actually lock my iPad, pressing the power button. Okay, then I'm going to press the power button again.
11:30 a.m. FaceTime.
There we go. I've done it.
Double tap to open.
And again, I used my sneaky two-finger flick to the left gesture for my home button, so I didn't have to go to the bottom of the iPad screen and come up. All right, I'm just going to lock it again. And I'm going to close the iPad, pushing it down on top of the actual keyboard. Take the power out on the left-hand side. Take the USB-C adapter on the right-hand side out. So there we go. That's a demo for you and a bit of a play around of the iPad Pro 11-inch with the Magic Keyboard with trackpad. And as I say in all my other demos, thanks for listening and bye for now.